Okay, we're going to do a paragraph on Brenda, B-R-I-N-D-A, last name, S-U-L-P-L-Z-I-O. S-U-L-P-L-I-S-U-L-P-L-Z-I-O. I think that's the best I can make it out. This is a, I'm sorry, it's S-U-L-P-I-Z-I-O. That's what it is. This is a 72-year-old woman currently in hospice with breast cancer. This is a metastatic breast cancer, has left her with significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, in pain. She has declined any further chemo or radiation therapy. She has done at least third cycle of chemotherapy, developed thrombocytosis, progressive weakness, shortness of breath, pain, cough. Associated with severe anemia, H&H of 723, low protein of 5, low albumin of 2.9. Patient subsequently was diagnosed with recurrent cancer, terminal COPD, exacerbation of COPD, metastatic breast cancer, tried several lines of therapy. Patient subsequently was decided to be placed on hospice. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has days to weeks to live. Definitely, if hospice appropriate, definitely has less than 6 months to live, and expected to do poorly on hospice. Patient will require help from hospice nurses and aides to control her pain and her symptoms related to metastatic brain cancer and other issues and problems, as was noted above. Thank you.